On Midwest Week, the state unveils plans to spend millions of dollars on the Veterans Home in Quincy, Illinois. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Jason Parrott, Southeast Iowa correspondent for Tri-States Public Radio. Jason, first of all, remind us, what's the problem at the Veterans Home in Quincy that the state of Illinois wants to fix?
The state started looking at the Veterans Home after, it dates back to about July of 2015. During that time, 13 residents of the home have died due to Legionnaire's disease, which is an illness that can be spread through water vapor, be it sinks, be it showers, water fountains. And during these 3.5 years, 13 residents have died, and dozens more, including staff, have been sickened by it. It's been linked to the aging water distribution system, and throughout the last few years, the state has tried to put in filters and update the system and do everything they can on the ground, and there have still been outbreaks, smaller outbreaks here and there, and so the state kind of settled on, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right, and we're going to replace the water system and in essence, revamp the entire campus.
Okay, so the new plans were unveiled this week, or there's an open house for them. What sort of cost are we talking, and how many years might all of this take?
We are looking at a price tag right now of nearly $250 million. The plan that was unveiled calls for four phases. The first phase is demolition and relocating residents. Phase two is new construction. Phase three is some more renovations, and same with phase four. So they've got it spaced out. All said and done, it could be 20 years before every single idea that is on the plan would be completed. They have it designated out 1 year for phase one, up to 5 years for phase two, 5 to 10 years for phase three, and 10 to 20 years for phase four.
Okay, so is this demolishing all the current buildings, or how did they pick and choose what would be renovated, what might be knocked down, and all that stuff, Jason?
And that was one of the questions I asked to Troy Colbertson this week. He is the head of the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy. He said about a half dozen. He said there's about 40 buildings on site. He said a half dozen will be torn down, and he said the primary reason for that is because they are going to be building a brand new skilled nursing care building, and these buildings that are going to be torn down, they're older buildings, obviously, but they're also in the footprint for what that new building would, where it would sit. So what they're going to do is demolish them, but most of the other buildings are going to be renovated, in essence bringing in new water systems, updating the rooms, updating construction methods that are used, trying to breathe new life into those buildings while also not entirely demolishing the entire campus.
And remind us, Jason, how many veterans live at the Veterans Home in Quincy?
The Veterans Home, they have about 350 to 370 beds. And one of the things that is interesting about this plan is with the new construction and everything, they're actually going to be able to, Troy said that they might be able to get up to about 530 veterans that they could house at the Veterans Home once everything is done. So an increase of about 150 beds would be available.
And has anyone ever suggested closing the Veterans Home in Quincy, just writing it off and sending the people there to other places in the state?
That was a significant discussion in Springfield. And actually, when I was interviewing Troy Colbertson, who is the director, he said, and he quoted, 1 year ago this week, there were hearings being held in Springfield to just close the facility, move the veterans elsewhere. And he said, now we are trying to figure out how to spend $230 million. So it has come a long way from the idea of closing down this facility to now looking to a major relook of this entire campus.
And did he say why the focus shifted, why the state said, okay, let's keep it open and fix it?
I know one of the key factors in it was just the persistence, local lawmakers, city officials in the Quincy area, the Adams County area, just constantly pushing. And I know many families and residents there, they were also pushing because they enjoyed the facility. They enjoyed the area that their loved ones were living in. And it was just that combined pushing and effort to say, you know what, we need to do this. We don't just need to close it down. We actually need to make this a facility. So I think those different factors, that community factor, the local elected officials weighing in, really helped make that decision.
And so, Jason, this proposal is during the Rauner administration. Can we assume that the incoming Pritzker administration will approve and follow through on all this?
Everyone seems confident that that is the case. Obviously, it gained much support in the legislature when it came to approving the funding for this. I would not expect to see that changing just because you've already had, the state has committed for the funding for the first three phases, and the first three phases cost over $200 million. So when you've already committed the state funding that will be matched against the federal funding and you have that much money coming in, it would be hard to see them actually going against that and changing course here.
And remind us, how important is the Veterans Home to the city and community of Quincy?
It's really, and I have a unique perspective on this because I work in Keokuk, but I actually do live in Quincy, and I know a number of people that work at the facility. Hundreds of people work out there in the various roles they have, and it's also just a place that people can go to. There's it's not a petting zoo, but just an animal area that people will go and sit and watch animals that are right out there by the Veterans Home. It's easy access for people. I believe the mayor has said tens of millions of dollars funnel through the local economy each year just because of salaries being paid at the Veterans Home, people coming in to visit loved ones there. So it is a major economic impact for the Quincy area.
Okay, so the big question is, what happens next? I mean, has all this money been committed and they could start work, next month? Or does it need some approvals from the General Assembly and the governor, or what?
There is actually work being done right now. One of the first steps that was taken was the state acquired a former nursing home that's about a block away from the campus, and the renovation of that facility is expected to be completed in a matter of days, if not a couple of weeks. Troy Culbertson said that in late January, early February, they're going to be moving residents from the existing buildings over to that facility. Not all of them, but they can fit enough of them into that new building that would allow them to start some of the demolition. So there'll be demolition going on site in 2019 to make way for new construction to begin, likely maybe late 2019, early 2020. All of that is contingent on the construction of a new water distribution system, which is key to dealing with the illnesses that had been breaking out. The city is working on a new plan to run a new water system to the Veterans Home, and there would be no new construction until that can be accessed.
And one last thing, while all this is going on, what are the prospects for another outbreak of Legionnaires' disease? I mean, are people drinking bottled water, or the system has been renovated in some way, or what?
They have done so many different things. As the state has said that they have brought in the CDC, they've done all these different filters and everything like that. But one of the main reports that was issued, the CDC said, just given the age, there's no way to fully say this facility cannot have this. So you're still using your showers, you're still using their sinks. They closely monitor if anyone is showing any symptoms, any illness. But they had said there was no way, given the age of the pipes and the system, that it could be totally eliminated. And so it's almost the idea of they're still functioning, but they have to always be on guard for it.